the Discovery Podcast. I'm Bennett.
And I'm Bevan. And this week's episode is on...
Bones.
So get ready for a skeletal adventure of discovery.
Yay.
So let's, right out of the gate, because we're both very excited about this, do a quiz time. Bennett, what is the largest bone in the human body?
This is a good one. I think the leg bone, maybe?
Yes, it is. You're right. It's the femur, it's called, and it's where your upper leg, your thigh is. Because a lot of people think it's your skull, which is your head. I'm going to go out there and say... the strongest bone, too.
Quiz time!
Back to back quiz times?
Yeah!
Oh.
What is the thickest bone?
Femur.
The femur?
Yes, it is. Benny, do you think there's more bones in a foot or in a hand?
That's a hard one. I think more a hand.
There's more in the head. There's 54 bones in the hand and only 26 bones in the foot.
Our whole body would be like 100 bones.
You know, actually, the adult human body has 206 bones.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. That's so many bones. How many bones did you say you thought you had?
100 bones.
You know, adults end up with 206 bones, but you actually start with 300 bones. You start with more bones, and bones fuse together and stuff as you age. Do you know what the bones are for?
Mm-hmm.
It's to give your body structure, because you need your bones to make you look like a human so you're not just a puddle of meat on the floor. And then what makes the bones move?
Muscles!
Yes. So the bones are what give you your shape and your muscles are what makes the body move. What do they call all of your bones together?
Skeleton!
That's your skeleton!
Teeth are part of your skeleton and they're stronger than bones.
I wonder why they don't just make all your bones out of teeth.
Vertebrates are animals that have backbones, including humans, tigers, leopards, jaguars, ocelots.
You know, even dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs had them, reptiles, birds.
Yeah, and cats.
Yeah, all cats. And what about a thing like a lobster?
Yeah, they have.
Nope. They have an exoskeleton. Mm-hmm. So they don't have a backbone. So they're invertebrates.
Did you know that when male lobsters fight, they actually spray pee-pee at each other? Yuck.
Gross.
Yeah, yuck.
Yeah, yuck.
Bones are made of collagen and calcium. What's the smallest bone?
The smallest bone is in the middle of your ear. There's a little tiny bone. Like the size of the width of a pencil, but it's called the stapes.
Mm.
It's the smallest and lightest bone in the human body.
Cool. But the rest of the ear bone is made of cartilage instead of bone.
Yeah, you're the outside of your ear. The hard parts, pieces in the outside are cartilage, just like...
shark skeletons.
Yeah.
Sharks don't have bones. They have cartilage.
That's why they can't find any megalodon fossils. Because it was just cartilage and it didn't make it turn into a fossil. This isn't a shark episode. We should get back to skeletons and bones.
Did you know that an adult skeleton weighs 20 pounds?
All of it together?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, Benny. Do you know the difference between... kid bones and adult bones?
No. Oh, I know. I actually do.
What do you know?
Kid bones are soft and adult bones are hard.
I think it's because kids are always falling and stuff, and that way they don't break their bones. They just bounce. And everybody that has kids knows that kids have bounce when they fall. It's pretty good that you have soft bones so you don't break them.
Battle bones are easier to break.
Especially when you get really old, grandma and grandpa old, then your bones start to get weak again. Weak means not strong. The opposite of strong?
Oh, that's like osteoporosis.
Osteoporosis, yes it is. We had a really great time with this episode of the Kids Discovery Podcast. Make sure you send us an email at kidsdiscoverypodcast@gmail.com. We love to look at them.
Bye-bye. See you for episode 10.
Where I get to pick that episode's topic. Bye-bye.